Individual users were in his mind too when companies came to him for smart solutions. He liked to work alongside their employees for a while so that he could tailor an app exactly to their routines. In 2016, he went for a week to Jordan on a contract for Aramex, the biggest transport and logistics company in the Middle East, and had a blast driving one of their red vans round Amman to find out what sort of software the company's couriers needed. The answer was to turn their low-end phones into really accurate scanners so that all their tasks, scanning the package, calling the customer, getting directions, were in one app and one click. There you had it, delight and empowerment at the same time. Microsoft had helped him win that contract, and his links stayed close, so close that using the rival Apple iPhone seemed like going back to the dark side. Month by month, Microsoft's latest devices turned up free in the office, new toys for the team to tinker with. So when he got deep into his latest passion, augmented, mixed and virtual reality, a HoloLens headset was right there waiting for him. He posed like a fighter in that awesome piece of tech. VR was at the core of Lazy Worm's highly successful training app for pilots at the Port of Auckland, which simulated the hazardous process of climbing up a high rope ladder onto moving container ships. To succeed at VR, he had to recruit 3D modellers and animators, but that world was second nature to him. For a few years after taking his computer science degree, he had been a professional gamer, tag Crazy Arab, joining the New Zealand e-sports team New Type to win several tournaments of Counter-Strike Source, which pitched soldiers against terrorists. They would play for 6 or 7 hours a night. He posted the best moments on YouTube, including the one where, darting through the streets of some Arab town, he took on Top Gun, who was looking the wrong way, and destroyed him with a terrific burst of semi-automatic fire.